You're listening to Cattails.
Hi, this is Kat, and welcome to Cattails. In this edition, I speak to British progressive rock band Magnum, veterans of the music industry with 42 years of hard labour behind them. They confess to enjoying greater success in Europe, so have embarked on a 36-date tour across the continent, culminating in Sweden Rock Festival. But before they headed across the water, I managed to persuade bassist Al Barrow and drummer Harry James to give up the inside scoop on a few things. This is the one with Magnum. First of all, let me say thank you very much for agreeing to talk to Deep Red Magazine.
That's fine.
And I've got with me...
I'm Harry James.
And I'm Al Barrow.
So I'm sitting here with Magnum, and we're in Norwich at the waterfront. So, guys, you've been in Bristol yesterday.
Yeah.
In Norwich today.
Mm.
Where are you going tomorrow? Because it's a Leamington
warm winter.
Tomorrow. Oh, Leamington Spa tomorrow.
Yes,
Leamington Spa. I say, you sing a lot of the UK as you go
yeah.
through this, aren't you, really?
Yeah.
Now, am I right in saying that it's about a 36-date tour you're on?
Yes, you are. Yeah,
wow.
You're right, correct.
You've
correct.
Done your research.
Yeah. I know. It has to be done, doesn't it, really?
Is yeah. that how many we're doing? I was
yes.
told we were doing five.
No, they lied.
They lied. They did. Now, how do you prepare for something like that? Because that's quite a lot of dates, isn't it?
You drink lots and you have really late nights. No, no, you got to pace yourself. You know, this is rock and roll, of course it is, but, you know, to a certain extent you've got to pace yourself and not drink yourself into the ground and get enough rest when you can. You
yeah.
know, so, yeah, no, but it's all good. You know, we wouldn't do it if we didn't love it. So.
Well, it's not a bad way of passing your time, really, is
no,
it?
No, it's, you know, we're very grateful that, you know, we've chosen this path in life, as it were.
As
you
it
know?
Were. So, no complaints just yet.
No,
not at all.
Now, Magnum's been around for something like 42 years, but both of you guys haven't been from the very start of the band, have
yes,
you? You look far
you're
too
only
young.
35.
I'm nearly new. Yeah, I'm 35.
Yeah.
yes, they've got quite a long history, but we've been with them for quite a while now.
Yeah, I you did some work with Tony and Bob before in Hard Rain, and then I came into the fold at the turn of the century, I believe. So.
Turn of the century. Yesterday, then.
Yesterday, yeah. yeah.
And how's it been compared to other bands that you've been working in, then, being in the, you know, bands established for so
it's
long?
It's great. It's, you know, it's just, it's weird. I work with one or two bands, and, you know, it's the same kind of feel, you know, same kind of people, really, you know, but obviously different bands and different, you get in some interesting characters and
different mental issues.
Yeah, mental issues, yeah, yeah.
And so the dynamics of the band are pretty much the same in terms of, you know, being in a rock and roll band.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
But
yeah.
personalities must come into play a little bit there. Filling the new boys, as it were, has that been difficult for you? Truth now, come on, you can tell me. I won't tell anybody else,
no,
honest.
With Michael. No,
forget it.
It was a very natural process for me. I mean, I did the Hard Rain jobs with Tony and Bob, and it was like a very natural progression for me to be taken on into Magnum. So the kind of people that realised that Magnum were back on the road, they kind of knew about me a little bit already, so
of course.
I was kind of accepted a little bit.
Yeah.
There was one or two people that did ask where Wally was and would he be coming back.
Yeah.
Which was
where's
quite,
Wally?
And it was the same with you. You just kind of slipped in and
yeah.
no one noticed.
No.
And all of a sudden, that was the unit. There was a little bit of a change at one point, but this is it now. It's a very solid unit that we've got. It works well. We're all happy with what, you know, everyone gets on real well.
Yeah.
Which is as important as being able to play well together.
Absolutely. So in terms of, like, this particular tour, you're obviously doing the UK. You're going abroad next, I think, aren't you, Danny, to Germany, France?
That's
you've
right,
done,
yeah.
You've already been done to the Netherlands already,
yeah.
We've done Scandinavia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then after the UK, we've got, one gig in Holland, one gig in Belgium, and then 2 or 3 weeks in Germany.
Right.
And Germany's a massive, massive country, unbelievably so, as everybody would probably know. Mm. But, you know, there's quite a few gigs, quite a few places to visit in Germany, you know. It's great. It's really good.
You're well received over there, aren't you?
Very
and
well.
Also Scandinavia. I believe you released your latest album there first before
yeah.
even the UK. Am I right in that?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that simply because of the fans you've got over there, or was there another strategy involved?
No, I think it's just the way they work things over there. Whereas we'd probably release an album on a Monday, for instance, they might do it on a Friday.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand why, but that's just what they do. They do it different.
Right.
Just differently. It's nothing to do with the fans or anything like that. It's just the way they do it.
Just the way it worked out.
Yeah, yeah.
So the new album, then, it's called Escape from the Shadow Garden.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a great name. Where did that come from the start? Do you know anything about that?
Over to you, Al.
Well, it would be Tony that we'd really need to delve with.
He's Mr. Lyric Man, isn't he?
Yeah. he writes all the songs for Magnum. Yeah. Always has done and always will do.
Yeah.
He picks his inspiration from everything that happens around us, as many of us do, whether it be something on TV, whether it's just a conversation, you need to be walking down a road, hear someone literally say one thing, and off it goes. And it was just one of those things that he kind of put together, and he went, I've got this idea for a title. And all of a sudden it was a lyric in the song, and then it became the album title. So
excellent.
The way his brain works is a mystery to all of us, including himself.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, the creative brain.
Himself,
if you ask him the same question, how do you come up with the lyrics, he just goes, I have no idea, really.
Yes, that's honesty for you.
Yeah.
And how well has it been received? Is it going down well so far?
Fantastic. Yeah. Really good. Really, really very good. I mean, the album itself paved the way for the tour in that... yeah, I mean, the album sold great, you know, got to number...
38
over here. So, I mean, we're higher up in the rock charts and all that sort of stuff, which is obviously fantastic to get the album exposed, get the band exposed, get the tour on the road, you know? So, yeah, no, it's been so far so good.
Well, what surprised me was that it came out about 18 months after your previous album, didn't it?
Yeah.
So that was quite hot on the heels of On the 13th Day,
which again
is another exciting title. Was there any sort of strategy involved in that, or was that just because, you know, Tony's coming up with the ideas, coming up with the songs, and you're going to go for it?
Tony's very good at... I'm just talking to somebody with my hand.
It's gesticulating.
Gesticulating, yeah. I like that word. I should use that in conversation.
I think that's quite nice.
Use it now.
Yeah.
You're gesticulating very nicely over there.
Gesticulating. Tony's very, very good. He's very, very good at coming up with ideas very quickly. In fact, I mean, it was bounded that we'd be in the studio later on this year to start a new one. Whether that's true or not, I really don't know yet. But he's got loads of ideas and...
It's really quite a normal schedule for us, isn't it?
Yeah,
that kind of turnaround. It just happens that way. It's very comfortable. It's nice how we're, and oh, God, not too soon. It's
well,
fine.
This is the next question I was going to ask, actually, because the music business has changed so much, hasn't it? You know, years gone by, you'd have been under so much pressure by labels to, where's the next one, there's the next hit single. So to have a change of label, I understand, has also happened. So a bit more freedom in that. I was surprised to see that sort of pace still going, but I guess it must be a bit of a creative thing.
It is a creative thing. It's not the record company. SPV are very, very... very, very good, very, very understanding with the band. Let's the band get on with it. And thankfully, especially the last two albums, we've come up with the goods, and they sort of said, oh, we love this. So they trust more Tony and the band to come up with the final product. And then, they've been very supportive, and there's no pressure.
There really is no pressure, which is
great.
Really, I suppose that also comes from being around for such a long time in terms of the band as Magnum. I know there was obviously the big break in between that period of time, but it's still, you know, the history of the band goes back so far, doesn't it? So I guess it could potentially be something to do with that.
Yeah.
I think it's also to do with that Tony's kind of learned a lot of lessons along the way, and he won't be dictated to him in many aspects. He's very true to himself, and because this is what we do, this is what we are. And SPV go, brilliant, thank you very much, we love it, just carry on, do what you do.
So there's a lot of trust there.
That's what we do.
Yeah, there is trust there. That's quite a good... It's another good word.
Another good word.
Yeah.
Can we get with them today, aren't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I haven't even had a glass of wine yet.
No. Very good.
You need to enunciate that.
Enunciate.
Yes.
Another nice word.
Enunciate, yeah.
Talking of changes in the music industry, you guys have been around in different bands for some time, as you've confessed. Your words, not mine. From the point of view of how it is now, compared to the good old days of hard product, etc., downloads are such an important part of the business,
definitely,
aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you think that's, you know, a hindrance or a help?
I think it's a help, because it's just another way of marketing your product, which is what it is, basically. I know it's an album of music, but to most people it's a product. Yeah, I think it does help, because not only do people... I mean, the good thing about when we release an album, it comes out on vinyl as well. And I think you get a little CD in there, so that if you want to put it in iTunes, you can download it from iTunes as well. No, I think it's a help, because it's just one more point of interest with regards to advertising the album. So
I think if you look at our fan base, who tend to be, let's say, a little bit more mature anyway, they like to hold the album.
Yeah.
They will download it probably as soon as they can get hold of it. But they will go out and buy it physically because they want to have it in their hands, and they bring it to the show. They want it signed. So it might be a different mentality to maybe younger bands these days. I don't know, but the fans that we tend to have follow us like something
that physical product. Can understand that, can't you?
It's like always good to have something in your hand.
It's always good to have something in your hands, definitely.
Absolutely. I mean, we're a band that likes to be felt.
It's the only way. Yeah. It's the only way, I tell you.
And also, In all seriousness, the artwork of Magnum albums are very, very infamous.
Prolific.
Yes, another good word.
Yeah, very good. Very good. English for beginners. The artwork is fantastic. I mean, Alan here contributes as well to that. So credit where credit's due and all that.
Thank you.
And Rodney Matthews, obviously, who does the main front cover normally. So it's a work of art as well,
absolutely. And you mentioned vinyl there, so the latest release was on vinyl too. Was it the big resurgence in vinyl as well, isn't there?
Most definitely,
in terms of collectabilities as being an important point.
And it's great seeing that size with the artwork on it. It's fantastic.
That's another thing SPV have done for us. They took the last 10 8 albums, is it, and done them all on vinyl. So you can collect the whole SPV catalogue with Magnum on vinyl.
That's
it looks
terrific.
Great when you got it on your shelf or whatever.
And all that beautiful artwork, as you say, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, yeah.
So you kind of got one foot in the past with the vinyl, nice physical product, one foot in the present with digital downloads.
Yeah.
Are you also embracing, social media as much? I know that you're on, the band is on Twitter,
on
Facebook page.
Yeah.
Do each of the individual band members, contribute to that, or how does that work?
It's mostly... I am on Twitter... don't laugh. I tweeted in 2008, "Where am I?"
Oh no, that was the last
it.
One, was it?
That's it. I do a lot on Facebook, but with regards to the band, I think over to you, Alan. Really,
I kind of look after that side of things, but I'm basically the one that sits on the computer. But everything that comes through me generally goes through to whoever's. If so, it's a question for Harry. Obviously, I forward it to Harry, and he answers it. But we got the website and the Twitter site that Annie runs, who helps with the merch, and Bob's PA as well. But Facebook has been fantastic. It's been a way to get... We've got 20-odd thousand on there.
Brilliant.
And it's building every day. Every day it's over 100 new likes. And it's a good way of putting little ideas out there and getting feedback from the crowd.
Absolutely.
And instantly, when you're on tour as well, as soon as you walk off stage and you've had a share of stuff and you... Facebook's pinging away, people going, "Great show," and you get instant feedback. So fan clubs, where they used to send letters through, was a very time consuming and expensive way of doing things. Now this is instant, and it affects us very instantly as well. So if we get something negative, we discuss it and go from there,
and you can address it, can't you? And you can get stuff out there very quickly as well, can't you? And as you say, that interaction is an important thing, so come on, get tweeting. Would you like to tell us what your handle is?
I don't.
So what's next then for Magnum?
What's next? More touring. Hopefully later on in the year we're hoping to put a few more gigs in.
Right.
And obviously another album. And we're rather hoping we can get a few festivals in this year, but probably more festivals next year.
Yeah. They take a bit of planning, don't they, and sort of
a
lot of discussion. It's not something you can do quite quickly.
That's going back to the media side of things. We get so many things, letters going, "Why aren't you playing this town? Why aren't you playing that town?" Because we would play every possible conceivable venue that we could get into within reason. And what the people need to do is get on the social sites and get in touch with the promoters of these places and say, "Get us in there. Now, really push the band." Because the promoters are the ones that really want, that call us and say, "Come on, guys, let's get you in."
That's
what we need. The band are doing some great music. We're getting a great album out. We just need promoters to really pick us up and put us in front of people. The people are there and they're willing to pay. Their ticket price seems to be going up a lot.
But that's not the story.
Badge of the promoters.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, that's the message, I think, isn't it, for the fans to go out there, get Magnum in your town.
Badger.
Yeah.
Badger. That's the word of the day. Another good word. Poke them on Facebook and poke them everywhere.
Poke them, yes.
Badger and poke. Another good two words.
Yeah, we like that.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to me. I hope you have a good gig. It's going to be excellent, no doubt. And I'm sure we'll catch up again at some point in the future.
Thank you
very much. You've been listening to Cattails. To listen again to this and other tales, go to cattails.co.uk.